Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on July 19 regarding Patrick Davis. Patrick Davis is a 54-year-old male who reports he was injured at work on 9/9/15 and 3/22/17. It appeared he had already injured his left hip in 2007. Period. Relative to his left hip injury, he was stacking kegs in the account's cold box and injured his cold box, period, as far as his lower back. The helper put a hand truck behind him and he stepped on the wheel and fell on his lower back and tailbone. Period, he was out of work for 11 to 13 days. Period, relative to his left knee, he states he was stepping down out of the truck and his foot slipped off the step. Period, he had further evaluation and treatment but is unaware of his final diagnoses. Period, he had surgery on his hip and knee, including arthroplasty. Period. He also underwent lumbospine surgery and hip surgery in September 2021. Period. He admits to prior injuries to one of his knees, but could not remember which one. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. Records show that Mr. Davis received an order approving settlement on 6/9/17 relative to the event of 3/22/07 and will be inserted here. Period. He received another order on that same date in terms of the lumbar spine for the injury of 9/9/15 and will be inserted here. Period. He has applied for reopener status. Period. A paragraph, as per the medical records supplied, he was seen on 9/4/18 by Dr. Gecha, G-E-C-H-A. Period. He complained of persistent right knee pain and a feeling of instability. Period. He related on 6/27/18, he had a work-related twisting hyperextension injury to the knee. Period. He was trying to step into a truck when his right foot slipped back, causing him to twist and hyperextend it. Period. He reported his injury and was referred to MedExpress, where they treated him conservatively with physical therapy. Period. Past history was notable for a problem with one of his knees about 5 to 10 years ago for which he saw Dr. Diamond. Period. He could not recall which knee was involved. Period. Symptoms involving it subsided with conservative management and he was able to get back into his normal routine, which included his full duty as a truck driver delivering beer. Period. Upon exam, he had mild atrophy and pain with hyperextension and rotation. Period. His left knee had no significant abnormalities. Period. Dr. Getcha diagnosed right knee sprain with an aggravation of a pre-existing arthritic condition in all three compartments of the knee, comma, especially with patellofemoral compartment, semicolon, patellofemoral type pain and some tendonitis, which was new, semicolon, relapse meniscal or chondral lesion. Period. He was concerned about the feeling of instability and ordered an MRI scan. Period. The MRI was done on 9/22/18 to be inserted here. Period. He followed up with Dr. Gesher to review these results on 9/25/18. Period. He recommended arthroscopy, which would include synovectomy in view of the synovitis and tendonitis, as well as a modified arthroscopic lateral retinacular release. Period. He explained the petitioner would require 2 to 3 months of physical therapy with an estimated return to work modified duty in 2 to 4 weeks postoperatively and an estimated return to full duty work where he needed to be 100% would be in 3 to 6 months. Period. In paragraph 11/12/18, he did undergo surgery as marked at the bottom of page 2 of the cover letter, period, new paragraph. He followed up with Dr. Getchup post-operatively and participated in physical therapy, period. Cortisone injections were administered, period. He then submitted to Orthovisc injections on 5-8-19, 5-15-19, 5-22-19. Period. As of 6-19-19, Dr. Getchup felt he was able to work full duty and discharged him at maximum medical improvement. Period. However, the petitioner did undergo a repeat MRI of the right knee on 5-8-20 that will have to be put into context. Period. After the incident of 3-22-17, he was seen by Dr. Bezwada, B-E-Z-W-A-D-A, on 1-2-20. Period. He complained of left hip pain, groin pain, thigh pain, buttock pain, low back pain, and ongoing issues involving his hip. Period. He did have a prior left hip injury on 3-22-07. Period. Upon exam, he had a painful antalgic limp, comma ankylosis of the left hip, comma limited range of motion, comma groin pain with attempted range of motion, and with straight leg raising. Period. He diagnosed severe left hip osteoarthritis, for which arthroplasty was recommended. Period. They did pursue such a course of treatment. On an unspecified date, pretty followed up postoperatively on 3-24-20 when his incision was healing nicely. Period, a home exercise program was advised, but he was not ready for outpatient physical therapy over concerns about transmission of COVID-19. Pretty returned on 6-9-20 with a work injury involving the left hip that culminated in a total left hip arthroplasty, for which he was out of the postoperative period. Period. He also had left knee pain from a left injury which was not covered under workers' compensation. Period. It was through his regular insurance which they treated. Period. It was really left quadricep strain that had gotten better with therapy and the use of a brace. Period. At this point, Dr. Bezwada found he still had a little bit of a hitch with regard to his hip. Come a little bit of abductor weakness, comma, but had been making progress in physical therapy. Period. In terms of the hip, he was to return in 1 month. Period. In terms of the left knee strain and quadricep strain under his normal insurance, he would also need to be reevaluated in 1 month. Period. He did return on 12-17-20 when a corticosteroid injection was instilled to the left hip trochanteric bursa for bursitis. Period. The petitioner was to continue with physical therapy. Period. In the paragraph, he did undergo a repeat MRI of the right knee on 5-8-20 to be inserted in the right chronological spot for Dr. Bezwada's progress notes. Period. He participated in physical therapy with Princeton Orthopedics starting 4-24-20. Period. Dr. Getchup monitored his progress through 9-16-21 when deemed the petitioner had reached maximum medical improvement and was released from care. Period. Next section is physical exam. Extremities lower inspection revealed mild effusion of the right knee and atrophy of the left thigh. Period. There was an anterior longitudinal scar in an oblique orientation overlying the left hip consistent with his arthroplasty. Period. Hip internal rotation on the right was 25 degrees and left of 40 degrees, but motion was otherwise full. Period. Motion of the knees and ankles was full on all planes with a crepitus or tenderness. Period. The rest of that is normal. Hip and pelvis maneuvers. He had a positive Fabera's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Period. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal. Actually, knee maneuver is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 75 degrees and rise. Period. Impressions. Patrick Davis alleges to have been injured at work on multiple occasions. Period. The two events that are subject to this evaluation included one on 9/9/15 involving his lumbar sacral spine and 3/22/17 involving his left hip in particular. Period. He already had issues with his lower extremities. Period. He received a treatment as summarized above. Period. This led to the orders approving settlement that will be inserted for both incidents. Period. After those were completed, he did have some additional conservative care, primarily involving his lower extremities as opposed to the lower back. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found him to be markedly obese with only mildly reduced hip motion bilaterally. Period. Provocative scratch that he had a positive for Bear's maneuver at the left hip. Period. There was borderline atrophy of the left thigh. Period. There was healed surgical scarring about the left hip. Period. He ambulated with physiologic gait and could walk on his heels and toes without difficulty. Period. New paragraph. There is not an increase in the components that led to his orders approving settlement. Period. I may offer an independent assessment of permanency, although do not have an objective baseline to compare it to. Period. End.